Hey y'all, I know it's been a minute. But listen, here's all the tea. So, a couple months before then, maybe around August, September of 2022, I just been in this process of like laying down things, laying down business, laying down whatever it is, just being a laid down vessel for God, right? And, you know, the Bible says to commit thy works to the Lord, right? Commit thy works, commit thy thoughts to the Lord. And so let's just kick it off how we always do, okay? And then we're going to get into the meat. And now I'm only doing this in the audio because if I keep waiting to do video, it's going to be a minute because, y'all, I have so many podcast videos ready, but I don't know what's going on with my computers when it comes to uploading, y'all. I recently did a testimony video, and I did a video on how the church has become bystander effects on YouTube. And when I tell you, the quality was spectacular when I recorded it, but like once I like uploaded it, edited and all of that stuff, like it was just trash. I uploaded it anyway, but y'all, it's something with my space on my computer. So y'all pray for me. If y'all want to donate, go to www.ebonydjames.com and help me get a new laptop or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But let's get to the anchor scripture for today. And it's coming from Proverbs 16:3. And the King James Version says it like this: commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. But I also love what the Amplified Version says in Proverbs 16:3. It says, roll your works upon the Lord. In parentheses, it says, commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will. And, closing parentheses, so shall your plans be established and succeed, right? And so I'm telling y'all where I've been. I've been committing thy works. I've been committing thy thoughts. I've been in a whole testing season. And it's been good. It's been stretching. It's been challenging. But it has been worth it. And really the reason why y'all haven't seen a podcast episode in a minute is because I've been committing thy works. But also because of the whole technical difficulties. And so I wanted to come on here and just give y'all a quick little update. So not only did I lay down my business, I stopped doing income generating activities. I've been just kind of seeking God's face on like what I'm supposed to be doing, not just for me, not just for my business, but like for my family, for a lot of stuff is happening. And so I will be coming back for testimonies and all of the things soon. But not only that, I also, it's only by the grace of God, was re-enrolled into grad school. So for those of you who know my story, I probably said it in one of my previous episodes, I was in a dual degree program. And before COVID hit, I was enrolled. I was also pregnant. And when COVID hit, it was like the end of the semester. Everything shut down, right? And of course, my son was born like a week or two after all the hospitals got shut down. So he was born in March, like the end, mid-March. And so he was also born. So not only did I just have a child, but then everything got shut down. And I just kind of used it as a reason to, you know, not go back to school. Because everything was shut down anyway. So I stopped going to school and I only had about maybe 3 to 5 classes left before graduating with 2 master's degrees. And so I've talked about my master's in social work. I also, my second one is a master's in curriculum and instruction with the emphasis in special education and applied behavior analysis. And then for my social work, I also did the school social work certificate and things of that nature. And so, yes, y'all, it's a whole testimony. So, anywho, my advisor, one of my advisors from my MSW program, she had reached out to me before, but she also reached out to me again in 2022 and was like, hey, ma'am, we need you to come finish these classes because you're like right here. And like, I always kept like a 3.9 in up GPA. I was inducted into the Honor Society and all of the things. And so she was just like, listen, we need you to finish this thing. And so at first I was like, okay, Lord, I laid the 2 degrees down. Even I was that close. And I was like, Lord, if you don't want me to finish these degrees, you can have these things. Okay. Like, I'm not attached. I feel like I'm not going to do anything with them anyway. I was like, at this point, I don't even know why. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why I am here at this point. Why I was even there to begin with. And so I was just laying, like, when I tell you I was committing thy works, I was giving him everything. Like, oh, you can have this, you can have this, you can have this, you can have this. And that's what I was doing. So I was just at the point where I'm like, you know what, Lord? These 2 degrees don't mean anything, you know what I'm saying, if I don't have you. And so I laid them down too. And at first I was like, you know what, I'm not going back to school. I'm not going. I'm just going to be with God, okay? And so anywho, they kept reaching out to me about joining. And then, you know, a couple prophetic words later, and I decided to go ahead and go back. And y'all, listen, it was so much warfare and like just a lot of stuff concerning me re-enrolling. And so I knew it was like the Lord's will. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the type to back down from no fight. And so everything, God literally started moving on everything. I didn't have to redo application. I didn't have to pay anything. He was just moving on everything, y'all. And like I said, that testimony is going to come later. He was moving on everything. And so I got enrolled. So January, I started my semester. But not only did he move for me to get into the program to re-enroll, but also, when I tell y'all, my advisors, they literally changed my entire course sequence, right? Based on how my classes that I had left were listed on like the course mapping, as far as like this class is going to be only available in this semester, I would have finished my 2 degrees come, I want to say fall 2025, based on my course sequence. But when I tell y'all, when the Lord wants you to do something, he will blow on that thing and he will give you favor with him and favor with man. And so that should be one of your prayers, like, Lord, give me favor with you and favor with man. And so that was one of our consistent prayers during this time. And literally the doors of favor opened up. And instead of me graduating in the fall or December of 2025, they literally changed my entire course sequence. I went from having to take, I think, 5 classes to 1, 2, 3. How many classes I'm in right now? 2. I don't remember. But I went, the number of classes I had to take got reduced. Not only that, I was supposed to be taking field placements, right? And I talked to my professor and he was like, so what's your plan after this? And we were just kind of talking about like what my plans were and all of the things. And he was like, oh, well, if that's the case, you don't even need to take this and this and this and this, because you won't have the, what you call, hours in order to sit for the exam. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to sit for the exam, you know, anyway. And so he was like, oh, okay, well, if that's the case, then you can still get a job in these areas without sitting for the exam, and you can just bypass all of these other things. And so, boom, he changed the entire sequence for me. And so it went from me graduating from in fall or December of 2025 to now I finished my master's of social work in the spring, and I'm currently finishing up my last 2 classes for my ABA master's in curriculum and instruction degree this semester. And so on August 5th, by the grace of God, I will be walking and I will be getting my two diplomas for my two degrees that only God could have done. His hand has truly, and y'all, I'm walking. So if y'all hear me breathing, it's because I'm walking around and I'm also trying to whisper because my 3-year-old is asleep. Okay. And so, yeah, so that's where I've been. Y'all, I've been in classes. I've been putting in this work so I can finish these classes. Not only that, we've been homeschooling our boys. By the grace of God, this past spring, we also got a homeschool teacher not too long ago. And so she's been helping on a couple days out the week. And yes, we still are doing ministry. We are still writing books. We are doing all the things. And so that's where I have been. But I wanted to send y'all this update because I am so looking forward to getting back up, y'all. When I tell y'all, I don't know about y'all, but these podcasts give me life. When I tell you, when the Lord drops the topics, when he drops the word, I just know. Just know I cannot wait. I'm excited. I can't wait to the next one drop. I'm probably going to have to re-record the ones I already have again. Probably just voice it just so y'all can know that your girl is not over here sleeping and playing. But I am literally just doing it. So if I could leave y'all with anything, I don't know what your season of life is looking like. I don't know what you've been believing God for. I don't know what your, you know what I'm saying, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations are. But I do want to encourage you to commit thy works, commit thy thoughts to the Lord, and he will establish your plans. He will establish your plans, and they will succeed as they are aligned with his perfect plans and his perfect will for your life. And so take what you need when it concerns that. Make sure that you are subscribing and that your notifications are on YouTube. I don't know if you can subscribe on the podcast platforms, but listen, when I come back strong, because even though the videos have not been posted, let me tell y'all this, I have been preparing. I have been preparing and I have been planning. So when I'm giving y'all these podcasts, listen, I'm not just out here saying it for my health. I'm living them. I've been tested in them. And if you all remember, I talked about in one episode, I was talking about preparation shows expectation. And the Lord audibly spoke that to me. And he literally woke me up. And immediately as I woke up, he said, preparation shows expectation. And so in your waiting seasons, when things aren't going well, when you feel like, oh, so much is going on, all of the things, prepare for what your expectation is, prepare for what you've been shown, prepare for what you've seen. So if you've seen yourself having this huge podcast, then you prepare as if you're going to have this huge podcast. If you've seen yourself speaking on stages in front of people, then you prepare now. Before you get to the stage, you must prepare. If you see yourself having your own schools, you need to prepare. What does that look like? What does your preparation stage look like? So not only should you be committing that works, but also prepare for what you expect. Prepare for what you've seen. Prepare for what you've been shown, because your preparation is going to show your expectation. And so many times, you know, we think that it's okay to just start doing things when we're in it, right? And we'll realize like, dang, I wasn't prepared. Oh, I wasn't ready. And so a lot of times the wait has been prolonged, not because God just doesn't want to give you X, Y, and Z. It's because you haven't prepared for it. And so you've been waiting for marriage. You've been waiting for a relationship. You've been waiting for a job. You've been waiting for, you know, certain accomplishments, certain things to be checked off. You've been waiting. You have your vision board and you have all of these dreams and aspirations. And you're like, God, when? He's like, you haven't prepared for this yet. You haven't prepared your mind for this yet. You haven't prepared financially for this yet. You haven't prepared spiritually for this yet. You haven't prepared for this yet. You have not passed the test for this yet, because I want to give it to you so bad. But I know if I give it to you right now, you won't be ready because you haven't prepared properly. And I remember when I was in when I was in, was it middle school or high school? And when I was in high school, I was going to try out for the softball team. And my son, I don't know what he's doing in there. I was going to try out for the softball team with my friends. And I was going to, sorry, I'm trying to find a quote. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I was going to try out for the softball team in high school, but you can't just try out for the softball team. You had to condition with the softball team before you could try out. So after school, you would have to literally, y'all, I don't even, at this point, I'm like, how far was this softball field from my school? Because we walked there. Yes, we walked there. And so we would have to walk, and it had to be over 5 to 8 miles. And we would have to walk from my high school to this softball field, because we didn't have a softball field at my high school. And see what I'm saying, y'all? I'm trying to record this podcast, and my husband is literally he's taking out the trash, you know. And so if y'all hear that in the background, it's him. Okay. And so anywho, we had to condition first, right? And you know, she would do things like, oh, y'all gonna walk 10 miles to the softball field for practice to weed out, you know, the people who wasn't built for this, right? That's why we have tests. It was a test. Let me see who gonna be like, I'm not finna walk 10 miles to practice just so I can practice, you know what I'm saying? So it was little tests along the way that you had to pass. And if you was just in your flesh, you wouldn't have passed them, right? You'll be so focused on like, why this just didn't, it just didn't make sense, right? And sometimes God will put you in situations that don't make sense to test you. And so as we were preparing, we would have to go and condition with the softball team. And then we would have tests along the way. We would have tests there. And one of the quotes that we had to remember by heart was that proper preparation prevents poor performance. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. And they call it the 5 P's. And so it says proper preparation prevents poor performance. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me that preparation shows your expectation. And so when you prepare properly, you're going to prevent a poor performance. You're saying that, no, Lord, I believe that what you showed me will come to pass. So I'm going to prepare for it. I'm going to prepare for my marriage even before anybody is checking in my DMs. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to prepare myself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I'm going to prepare financially. I'm going to prepare in every way that I can so that when the time comes, I'm content. I don't have to settle. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to prepare, because if you told me that I was going to be a millionaire, I need to prepare for that, because right now, Lord, it ain't looking like that. The bank ain't banking, right? The account's not accounting. And so you begin to prepare, like, okay, Lord, well, you said this, so I'm going to prepare for this. So I'm going to create a budget. I'm going to create a budget for the millions that you promised, even though they're not in my bank account. So you can know that I have a plan to steward this money, you know? And then you can prepare, okay, I'm going to prepare a budget. I'm going to go ahead and start seeking out a financial advisor. I am going to go ahead and start, you know what I'm saying, getting my credit in check or coming off of credit. I'm going to begin paying off debt. I'm going to do all of these things because, Lord, I trust you and I believe that what you said is going to come to pass in my life. And so I just wanted to leave y'all with that. I'm super excited to come on here. You know, listen, if I can get these videos to work and have the quality and all of the things, y'all, I'm just going to be on here doing the, you know, this is how we started, right? And so I'm not afraid to just stick to this. I really do love the videos because y'all be seeing all my little emotions because I be getting into it. But, you know, we can do it with this too. And when the doors open, we'll go back to video. But for right now, I just wanted to say hello. I know I miss y'all so much, and I can't wait to be back. All right. Bye, y'all.